Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah Pascoe.
Hello, I'm Carrie Ad-Lloyd.
And we're weird about books.
We love to read.
We read too much.
We talk too much.
About the too much that we've read.
Which is why we've created
the Weirdos Book Club.
Join us!
A space for the lonely outsider to feel accepted and appreciated.
A place for the person who'd love to be in a real book club but doesn't like wine or nibbles.
Or being around other people.
Is that you? Join us.
Check out our Instagram at Sarah and Carrie Ad's Weirdos Book Club for the upcoming books we're going to be discussing.
You can read along
and share your opinions.
Or just skulk around in your raincoat like the weirdo you are.
Thank you for reading with us. We like reading with you. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Sarah. Where are we?
Out and about.
Out and about?
Not in the studio.
Not in the studio. That's right. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. It sounds more literary. Mm. Why is that?
I smell books.
I smell books. We're in a bookshop. And if you hear tiny grunting...
That's me. I'm really hungry.
There's a baby Albie here. He's 10 weeks old and it's his first bookshop visit, but he insisted that he came along.
Yeah, he's actually been really rifling through the classics and it's made quite a mess, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he's Dickens reincarnated.
That's the buzz on the street.
That is the buzz on the street.
We are in the brilliant Morocco-bound bookshop in between London Bridge and Borough, which is such a lovely, beautiful, very beautiful, lovely, beautiful, lovely. Lovely, beautiful.
Special,
lovely.
I've wanted to come in here for ages.
I was hoping my brain would give me another word.
You're an improviser. I kept thinking, she's going somewhere.
I was going with saying the same one. I thought, let's just go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really nice. And they've got a little bar as well. You can get tea and coffee.
I'd say there's probably almost as many beers as books.
Yeah, I guess beer fans and book fans can come and choose.
I'm a fan of both. And I hate to choose.
Yeah. Just take a shelf.
Don't make me read sober.
Don't make me read.
Also, I've done this before. If you have a drink in a bookshop, you then go crazy buying books because you get that first sort of rush of dopamine of the drinking. That's
I've
why
never done that.
That Piccadilly Waterstones has the bar at the top. Not to talk about another bookshop when we're in Morocco bound.
No, we're in Morocco.
But if you don't like, if you refuse to shop in indie bookshops, then we'll only go corporate.
Oh, thank you. But if you're cool and you want to support indie bookshops because you know that's how really without the world without bookstores. Where are we?
Well, it's much better
I said
for
bookshops.
It's much better for writers as well because libraries and independent bookshops pay the full amount for books, so that you know that's where the people make their money. Most of the places that do deals, like you know Amazon and you know the big bookshops, they do like slash price, buy one get one free. That means no one's making any money apart from them.
You want to keep Sarah and her jumpers. Shop indie.
Yeah, if you want to see me jumperless.
I want Albie to have a good, go to a good school, guys. Buy her books.
Oh, he'll be going to a state school. Don't give him ideas.
Oh, sorry.
Are you paying for your children to go to school?
No, obviously not.
So you just outed yourself. You've been keeping that quiet.
No, if I could afford that, I think I'd be bragging. I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not posh enough to be ashamed of it. Do you know what I mean? Like posh people are like, oh, it's just the school around the corner that we pay loads of money for. But because I'm a state school girl, I'd be like, guess how well we're doing.
Ah, I see.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Most people hide it.
But I mean, imagine how many jumpers you could buy with that money.
Yeah, well, that's actually, can I just say, I've got a friend whose kids go to private school and every time she sees me, I've got a new jumper. And she's like, oh, I wish I could go shopping. But obviously everything goes on the kids' education. And I'm always wearing a really nice jumper like... Oh, it was £150, but...
Made your choices. The right choices, in my opinion.
I know. I've got good jumpers. What's their education?
Well, B will get to inherit all of your knitwear.
Yeah, that's true. And I really look after my knitwear, so it will be in good condition. Anyway.
Talking of which. Christmas is here. And
this is our Christmas episode.
Yes. And I buy a book for everyone at Christmas.
Yeah. Sometimes you buy me Space NK vouchers.
Okay. And you're not spending that on books? So... I really was interested in, because some people are very difficult to buy for because either they don't read very often,
yeah,
they're not enthusiastic readers,
or They read too much.
They've read everything.
Yeah. I'm afraid to buy books for you.
Yeah, I'm awful to buy for.
Awful. I think it was just after I'd had my first child, so I wasn't with it. And I bought a book that I thought, oh, shit, this looks really interesting. Mm. And you were like, that's been a massive bestseller. I read it 6 months ago. It was The Essex Serpent.
I see.
And I was so proud
of
myself.
Massive. Yeah.
It was massive, but I hadn't known it'd been massive. So I'd been out of it.
And very perfect for me. Steen often, it's not his fault. My husband Steen, I should say, for people who aren't carry out, who don't know. Steen, why don't you just drop that in like we knew? He will really thoughtfully buy me a book for Christmas. And when I open it, I talk to you at length about this book while waving it at you. And he went, I thought it sounded really good in the shop and I knew loads about it. I wonder why.
Obviously, sometimes the cover as well. If someone's showing you the cover, you're like, then you see it in the shop.
That's really familiar. Like, there's a reason.
Oh, I like that. That person would like this. You're not realising, they've already read it.
This is the perfect book for that person. But that is what you want at Christmas. You want them to unwrap a book and think, okay. And then as they start reading it, going, oh, this is my perfect book.
Yes.
And enjoy it. Because people have more time over Christmas sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
People have space and they go like, I don't want to watch Shrek 3. I'm going to go.
Can I just say Puss in Boots, the new one, is pretty good.
Are you wiggling films into the book podcast?
Sorry. Only if you've got children and you need to put something on.
You're writing children's books and you're sending people to the movies.
Because I get a lot of reading done when they watch telly.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
So Puss in Boots is really good to read to.
You read your book is what I mean.
I see.
Because they're distracted. It gives you an hour reading.
Okay.
Yeah. They're into it.
No, I know. That's what I do Cocomelon for.
Oh, I can't bear Cocomelon.
Oh,
refuse
no, I can
it.
Bear it. Well, that's why it sends you into your book card.
Oh, I can't. Cocomelon makes me feel like someone's in my brain shouting.
It's awful, especially when you haven't slept.
Oh.
Again, we are off topic.
I know. I'd rather do Paw Patrol and that's banned. I tell my kids that our TV doesn't have it. Right, so we put a thing on Instagram about Pete's suggestions for what to buy. So firstly, this is a lady I know, so shout out to Annalie Powell, who's an amazing casting director.
Yeah.
She wants to buy for her mum. Yeah. So if her mum's listening, stop listening now. Avid reader, loves history and travel, but she said like she's read everything. So a bit like you. So I thought this was quite a good
Have to go sort of quite classics and old, something maybe that's republished.
Or do you know what? I'm looking at it right now and I'm wondering, because it's just come out, has she read it? The New Zadie Smith, The Fraud.
Because it's historical.
It's a bit historical.
So, and yeah.
Bit Charles Dickens. And so also, I bet she probably has read Dickens because she's a good reader.
Mm.
But like a newer take on it. I thought that's
nice. The Zadie Smith one is, because it was such a bestseller already, and it's in the front of all the bookshops.
Am I doing it again?
What's that?
I'm suggesting something that a good reader would have definitely read.
Oh, they definitely would have
heard of the Bible. I've heard of it, yeah. Well, it's just come out, I think.
I would say get a backup book. I say definitely Zadie Smith. I've heard very good things.
And also, that's a bright, the cover is like lime green and lemon. Mm. You would have seen that around your mum's house. So if you haven't seen it, around your mum's house.
Right, okay, she's not read it.
She's not read it.
And probably Zadie Smith, she'd have mentioned she's reading.
Yeah. So that would be
offered to lend to you.
That would be my recommendation.
And it's a nice hefty to open on Christmas
Day.
Yeah,
it looks nice,
book.
Wrapped up, easy to wrap.
Hardback.
Easy to wrap. What would you recommend?
Okay, so she loves history and travel.
Yeah.
I'd be naughty and go off.
Would you go off?
Yes. Yeah. Because she loves history, I would get a popular science book.
A popular science book?
Yeah, I've gone. Because I know she wouldn't have read it.
Oh, I see.
But actually what she'd love was being stimulated and the fact that it's a bit different.
Oh.
Okay, I'm looking at the bookshelves now. What about a Rachel Cusk?
Oh,
One of the trilogy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Transit. But any Rachel Cusk is fantastic, as in really wonderful, really beautiful prose, very thoughtful, very introspective and extrospective.
Yeah.
And because it's not history and travel.
Yeah.
He
likes
that one. More.
Okay, approved by Albie.
Nodding.
Okay.
Rachel Cusk.
Right. So we've got 14-year-old, too old for 8 to 12, which they call middle grade, has started reading Agatha Christie. What next? Now.
Oh, the old Dorothy Sayers.
Oh, well, I haven't read them.
Dorothy also. You, what?
No, I haven't read them.
Ben's read them.
Yeah, Ben's
I assumed that you'd have read them as well.
Ben, my husband.
Dorothy L. Sayers are obviously Olden Daisy, as in set in the olden days, but just like
I think
Agatha
they're a
Christie.
Bit old for a 14-year-old.
No, but they're not racy. They're much
no, not,
easier
it's just
to
a
read.
Bit compared to, because you forget how simple Agatha Christie is.
But this is a precocious 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Is Agatha Christie simple? I think Dorothy L. Sayers is just chirpy. It's like Enid Blyton.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Enid Blyton, but
I think it's a good call. I think you also mentioned Catherine Rundle's Impossible Creatures.
Yes.
Which has been a mega hit in kids' books this year.
Yes. And an adult's book. It's Waterstones Book of the Year.
Yeah, it is brilliant. If she's jumping over age 12, it might be a smidge too young for her. But I would thoroughly recommend it if you've got anyone who's into fantasy.
And also at Christmas time, I think it's the kind of time where you can read down.
If she hasn't done that, if she's into fantasy, then Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. It's the door. Hobbit is such a good book for all ages. And then Lord of the Rings is obviously way more complicated, but you could do reading that to them. Someone also recommended recently, which
what's the age of this person?
So they're 14.
Yeah, they won't be read to. They'll be smoking at the bus stop. I like this 14-year-old wants a book. My 13-year-old niece wants Charlotte Tilbury. Oh. Have you seen the price of an eyeliner from Charlotte Tilbury?
It's bloody expensive.
Stupid.
Okay, so we went down the fantasy route, but maybe this 8 to 12, Agatha, or Dorothy L. Sayers. Yeah, there you go. Got crime and fantasy.
Douglas Adams.
Oh, yes.
That's what you should do.
That's what they should do. They haven't read Hitchhiker. Yes, that's
and
so
you could
perfect.
Get all of them. You could get all four.
Get all four.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, lovely. And then, and I bet you could then get into the radio series and other things as well.
Do. Okay, that's really good recommendations for a 14-year-old. Friend who likes Elizabeth Bowen and Shirley Hazard.
Oh my God. Well, number one, I just lost my best friend to you.
So they like Shirley Hazard. Have they read all of Shirley Hazard's? Because it's quite a lot. And there's also a collection of short stories by her.
Oh, really?
And there's also a biography that came out very recently.
Biographies are very good call.
Yeah, I would recommend that because I saw someone reading it across me on the tube and then I picked it up.
Did you become best? It's probably this person.
It's probably this person. But she had such a fascinating life. She was best friends with Graham Greene. She lived all over the world. Like, her biography is fascinating.
Yeah, it's much better than reading a biography of someone who was on a reality show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like someone who's actually had some really good life experiences.
And that made me think about, I'm worried that I'm being stupid, but about Elizabeth Jane Howard. I thought, if you like Shirley Hazard and Elizabeth Bowen, have you read Elizabeth Jane Howard?
Yeah.
I thought that's another kind of good, classic-y, meaty.
Yeah, whereas I've gone, again, the opposite way.
Okay,
have you read Andy McNab? I don't think you have.
You definitely wouldn't have read Andy McNab, I'd say.
No, exactly. So surprise them at Christmas. Christmas is a time to make people you love
confused.
Think,
does she know me?
You don't know me. You don't know me at all. You want me to be very different to how I am.
That's my recommendation. This is my category. If all the ones we've already recommended, but this might be, they might have already done it, but if you have any young kids, probably 7 to 11, if they haven't read Bunny vs. Monkey or the Dog Man series or the Cat Kid series, get that for them. They're graphic novels. They're so funny.
Okay.
Bunny vs. Monkey is quite violent. I don't like it as much as I love Dog Man. And if you've been snobby and thought, oh, it's a graphic novel, incorrect. Dog Man is piece of fucking genius.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
So clever. And all the titles are puns on great books.
Oh yeah.
Tale of Two Kitties. It's so good. Dog Man. And Dog Man is written by a man with ADHD.
Okay.
And it's basically like the components of ADHD personality split into a dog, an evil cat, a cat child that wants to be good. A robot called ATHD.
That sounds amazing.
And occasionally he shouts, ADHD, don't fail me now. I would thoroughly recommend. They might have already read them if they are 14, 11, but that my lot a bit younger. So I definitely recommend them. If not, saying Catherine Rundle for them.
Yeah.
Impossible Creatures. And Catherine Rundle has written loads. She's written like 3 or 4 others that are kind of adventure books, which are really, really good as well.
Mum who only reads memoirs, autobiographies, also dogs. So that's a bit like my mum.
But do you know what? Someone on our Instagram recommended, which I think is amazing. So this is at Melanie Garcia Photo. Someone said to her, what about Everyone Died So I Got a Dog by Emily Dean?
Emily Dean, brilliant recommendation.
Thought, that's a brilliant recommendation.
Yeah. So our podcast is just moot. They can just do it themselves.
They've already, and the person wrote underneath, thanks.
Yeah, that's a really, really good recommendation.
I just want to shout out to our wonderful listeners, helping each other.
Yeah.
Being there for each other.
Book people are the best. Memoirs, autobiographies, my mum likes a lot of those. I mean, Rob Delaney's book, which is now in paperback, about losing his son, Henry, incredible and funny. And I think it's such
a tough Christmas buy.
I know, but I mean, I don't want to lecture you about grief, but But the thing
I just find it really boring.
Sometimes
to talk
people
about.
Get sort of scared of things that are sad, but actually, people who love memoirs and dogs are in touch with their feelings.
Do you know what? If you haven't read it and you've been scared to pick it up, don't be scared.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Because it is such a beautiful, beautiful book.
Yeah, and then it will make you, and actually, it's one of those books, a bit like yours, that helps you talk about grief and attach to grief. And then when someone says something, whether it's recent or historical, you don't. Or you might still feel that instant reaction of like, oh no, don't want to say the wrong thing. And then you go, well, what's the wrong thing when someone's already going through this?
The best thing he says on that book, and I interviewed him about this, and it's like the 4 second rule.
Yeah.
So if someone tells you something awful, my so-and-so is sick or they're dying.
Yeah.
You just wait 4 seconds before you say anything.
Yeah.
And that stops you from going, oh dear, or oh, you can have another one, it just makes you wait 4 seconds. He's like, just give that person 4 seconds of your time. I'll be agrees. I think this one is for you. A 10-year-old niece who likes science. What are you going to recommend?
Brilliant.
Some deep science book.
There's another, we're talking about graphic novels. There's one about Ada Lovelace, which I think would be perfect for a 10-year-old. Ada Lovelace, another person who obviously is so important scientifically, but also had a racy, interesting life, married her maths teacher. Her dad was Byron, and that's why her mum got her into science to stop her being all poetic.
The Thrilling Adventures of Lovelace and Babbage?
Yeah.
Does that look like it?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, cool.
Babbage is, I'm pretty sure that's the guy she married who's her maths teacher.
He's a guy, the computer guy.
Oh, maybe he's another guy from work she had nothing to do
with. He's a colleague.
Very professional relationship with him.
Yeah, there's a lot of like fantastic women in history.
Yes.
Or the, you know, that series that everyone bought that has the really beautiful.
The cartoony looking ones.
Like you see them on all the kids' books and it's like Ada Lovelace, David Bowie.
I know, look, judging a book by its cover.
They're really good.
Well, I'm judging a book by its cover. They beautify people like Frida Kahlo too much.
No, have you read it?
No, the picture.
Yeah, the picture, but it
a woman look like.
Oh,
don't make her all big-eyed. No, she was. You know that because they're cartoony. Anyway, that's me.
I tell you what, though, those books do not hold back.
Right.
So they look like, it's a friendly kids book. So the Frida one opens
it's
with...
it's a honey trap.
Oh, yeah. It.
Oh, then I love it.
Yeah. Like the Maya Angelou one does not hold back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like I got it from my child and was like,
okay.
Mummy... Why did they do that to Martin Luther King?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Right. But good, but important.
Yeah, definitely important. But, yeah, that's why, actually, I think they look like books for younger kids, but actually they're quite good for 10-year-olds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, book for a partner with dark humour, weird characters, maybe murder. Someone else suggested, one of our other listeners suggested Case Sensitive by A.K. Turner, which I've never read.
I've never read, but now I want to.
I thought you would like that, yeah.
Yeah, but now
I thought
want
this
to.
One's for you. What do you think?
Dark
with murder and...
Well...
What about Penance? Eliza Clarke's Penance?
Penance is really fantastic and it's dark and it was out this year, so that is a very, very good recommendation.
Former guest, Eliza Clarke.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, actually, now because I've seen it on the shelf. So Patrick Hamilton...
Oh.
He writes very sort of... like Hangover Square is one of his, but it's all dark and twisted, and you know, London drinking, and there is a murder, and it's definitely dark humour, weird characters. Oh, I tell you what, the Mick Herron books, You know, so the Slow Horses, the TV show, Slow Horses is based on. So anyone's watched Slow Horses will know how funny.
Yeah.
But those jokes originate in the novels.
Oh, okay.
And there's a few of them that are based on the Slow Horses, and they're so readable, and they're so. The characters, I mean, because the character played by Gary Oldman in Slow Horses is this sort of a beast, disgusting man. It's really well written.
Okay.
And his sort of snappy, nasty humour is well written. And obviously, there's loads of crimes in that.
That sounds very good.
I think that's a really good one.
We've got a couple of dad suggestions. A bit hard for me, but I'll do my best, guys. Okay. haven't had one for a while. So I will...
Yeah, dads haven't really changed.
Are they not changed?
Since you had one.
You know what? I noticed that. I have noticed that. This guy, he's working class, he's northern, but he went to Oxford.
Well, good for you. Good for you, Dad.
He hated it.
Oh, okay.
But he's super brainy.
Yeah.
He likes whittling, fishing, growing mushrooms.
What a nice dad you've got.
An island.
Oh, my God. What a nice dad.
Help. She said, help.
Yeah, help, definitely.
This is tricky because he's smart.
Umberto, he doesn't want to be Eco in the name of the rose. It's big, it's clever.
I reckon he's read that. That's old, I
reckon. Well, unless he doesn't read, but you could read it while you're fishing.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
I would do a Sarah Pascoe.
Whittle him a book.
I would whittle him a book. I would sidestep and I would give him a Miranda July book.
All right.
I'll just have someone
be prepared to see that. In his toilet.
Yeah, no, because I think he would never have picked it up.
No, he never picked it up.
He might not have heard of her.
Yeah.
She's a brilliant writer.
He went to Oxford, so he appreciates writing.
Yeah,
in general.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it would be an absolute
turning point.
Because he'd be like, whoa. But I think that could be pretty interesting.
I think Christmas is a time to try new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
about something like wifedom? Because you loved that so much.
Oh, yes.
And this man sounds like he's clever, and that's historical and literary.
Anna Funder's wifedom about George Orwell's wife and how she was written out of history. I'd give him both.
Everyone's loving it, aren't they?
I would give him both.
You can't get them a book about fishing or mushrooms.
No.
Because my dad's a jazz musician. And if I was to get him a book about jazz, he'd be like, you know, I am a jazz musician.
Yeah, I know this.
Not like just interested. Don't get me in some amateur's.
I need to return my Stuart Lee book for you. That's awkward.
Oh, no, no. I get Michael McIntyre DVDs every year.
From who?
My parents. My mum. I shouldn't say parents. They're not married. For a few years after I did comedy as a job, I got a Michael McIntyre DVD. And my mum said, well, you love comedy.
You do love comedy.
I do love comedy. And I do love Michael McIntyre. We'd all watch it together. And my mum would sort of nod and look at me like, that's how it's done. That's how it's done. Accessibly.
We got another dad suggestion.
Yeah, okay.
Over 50. Loves Tom Clancy and, I don't know how to say this, David Baladici.
Sounds really good, yeah.
But he's also a Star Wars fan.
Mm.
That's tricky. I feel like I don't know that man. Like, I'm struggling with that man.
I feel like he readable populist is what I'm hearing.
Mm, yeah, wants something like he's going to enjoy.
And also they can talk to other people
A little
about.
Life.
Well, it's a bloody brilliant book.
It doesn't
what
feel right.
What about Underground Railroad by... Colson Whitehead.
Yeah, or even, do you know what, Daisy Jones and the Six, the Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Because of the music.
Well, just so I feel like it's a good popular culture, like everyone loves it, it captures an era. I feel like if you like Star Wars, it's telling me you were around when Fleetwood Mac were around.
Oh, I see, okay.
So it feels like, and it might be one again that he wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
But I feel like that would be unusual, and he could always give it to his wife when he doesn't want to read it.
Let me look at this guy again. Tom Clancy, David Baladici, Star Wars fan. Oh, The Secret History by Donna Tartt.
Do you think he would have read it?
It's a page turner. Well, I reread it. You can reread
You can reread it.
You can reread it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Also, that guy, the other dad who went to Oxford, because it's a sort of an anti-university book in some ways, or a satire on that, he might like it too. Mind you, anyone would like The Secret History as a page turner.
There's a book that came out this year about Paul McCartney's lyrics as well, which was supposed to be very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be... I know he's not saying music, because I'm acting like saying music, but I feel like Star Wars... I'm a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I just feel like it says something about you.
That Tinker
Tailor Soldier Spy?
Yeah, John Le Carre.
I wonder if he'd read it. But yeah, again, any John Le Carre would be interesting.
That's what I'd recommend. And I'd feel safe in doing that rather than like, oh, I'm trying to give you Miranda July for Christmas. I would go, right, okay, you're getting a John Le Carre.
Yeah.
And hopefully what they'll say is, oh, I've never read this one.
Yeah, that's true. They might actually be like, oh, I've always meant to read that one.
Yeah.
I've never read it. Yeah, that's what we're offering.
That's what we'll do.
Now, Sarah, this is a personal one for you.
Okay.
Tell us about this guy.
Right, so 36, yep. Australian.
Yep.
Bit of a jock, if I'm honest. He hasn't read a book this year. I was thinking on the way here, this is my husband. Dolly Alderton, during COVID, spoke to him about books, and he was like, you know, and he'd read Dolly's book.
Right.
She's a friend, and her books are great.
But not the new one, he hadn't read Good Material.
Not yet. So I think that's what I'm going to get him.
Because the last book he read was sent to him by Dolly.
It was so sweet. They had a conversation about books. He'd loved her book. And then she sent him The Pisces by Melissa Broder, which is about, this is reductive, but essentially a woman getting off with a merman. And it's pretty sexual.
I would argue that's exactly what that book is about.
Pretty sexual. And Steen then didn't read another book again because I think he thought that's what books were. I think he thought that's why Sarah's into books. All those mermen. Oh, the hot merman.
Good Material. Also, it's about stand-up.
Exactly.
Being in a relationship
a man
with
a comedy.
Stand-up.
And so I thought that would be a really good Christmas present for him.
Yeah, that's really good. There you go. And it's on the shelf here at Morocco Band.
Yeah.
This is also, I feel like, for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Is this your mum?
Yeah. My mum likes science and sadness.
Yeah.
So she loves an autobiography.
I just saw... Oh, has she read Matthew Perry's?
No.
Oh, look, it's over there.
Yeah.
Lovers and the Big Terrible Thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a bit mad, but a bit good.
Yeah. I don't know if she'd like the madness.
I think more mad when he accuses Keanu Reeves of being annoying and stuff. Like a bit more like, well, okay.
Oh, but, yeah, I think Matthew Perry would be good. It might be sad enough for her. I know he's dead.
Oh, it's sad. No, it's about alcoholism.
I know, but she'd be like, she needs like a boy called It, but he also solves genetics.
Okay. Oh my God.
No, I'll get her a popular science book. There's some really interesting ones about us all being bacteria. That's the kind of thing I want to get her.
Robert Webb, How Not to Be a Boy. That's also supposed to be very brilliant. But it didn't come out
this
year.
I've read that. It came out exactly the same time as Animal. So he's kind of my book enemy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because he did like a boy version.
Disobedient Bodies, the new Emma Deabry.
Deabry. I think.
Disobedient Bodies. That looks really interesting.
Yeah, it'd be very, very interesting. Yeah.
Oh, Kit DeWall. Do you know Kit DeWall?
I don't know. She did a grief book.
Kit DeWall, Without Warning and Only Sometimes, Scenes from an Unpredictable Childhood.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of stuff.
And
yeah.
I think she was brought up.
Sounds absolutely
Jehovah's
miserable.
Witness.
Yeah.
And.
The first quote on the back is.
Kathy Rensenbring.
Yeah, who wrote the book about her brother.
Yes.
Yes. I think that book about her brother, what's it called?
Acts of Love.
Acts of
Last
Love.
Last Act of Love, which is also amazing.
I'll get that for my mum.
Last Act of Love. She's not read that.
No, she hasn't.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
And she's got another
one
out called How to Be Happy. Maybe that would be...
Not for my mother.
Not for your mother.
She's not interested in that.
Yeah, this Kit DeWall one came out this year and was on Radio 4, and I've heard lots of people say
I've got a couple to get. I'll get those two for my mum. My dad likes jazz and philosophy, so again, he's hard to buy. I need very, very unique sort of Sartre and Miles Davis.
He doesn't want Paul McCartney lyrics, does he? No, that's not for him.
He'd spit on McCartney lyrics. No, I think if it was well written, he'd be genuinely interested. So maybe that McCartney lyrics is the one to get. I sent him the essay. You know the essay that's mentioned at the end of Monsters by Claire Dedweather, Mad at Miles Davis?
Oh, yeah.
You can find a PDF of that online.
Oh, that's cool.
And I sent that to him. And that was the first time for ages that I felt a bit like cool jazz daughter.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. I bet he was impressed by that.
Have you heard of this essay?
Had he heard?
No, he hadn't. Oh. And then he thought it was really interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah. I might get him, because, you know, I don't know if this is still in print, but Iris Murdoch did a biography of Jean-Paul Sartre that I've always wanted to read, but I probably never will. So maybe I'll get that for my dad. And then there's this netball team.
Oh yeah, the netball team.
Sorry, they're over 50s, and they're doing sort of Secret Santa. So books would be perfect. And then, but it has sort of like a rude theme. But I just saw a book over there called Send Nudes.
Oh,
and have no idea what
I've
it's
heard
about.
Of that.
But I would just get that. That's perfect, isn't it?
Send Nudes by Saba Sams, and I've heard amazing things about this.
Mm.
She's kind of in the Eliza Clarke boy parts.
Oh, great
world, and it's very. Gen X is the 90s film. X,
are we at Generation Y?
No, we're millennials.
So did they miss out the Y?
I think so. Anyway.
How do you know this? Who tells you? Do they send you a letter?
I got PDF about it.
It's your secondary school. So
look, Lucy Kirkwood, sensual, witty, audacious,
brilliant,
dangerous.
I think I would still get it, because when they open The Secret Santa, Send Nudes is perfect for theme, but it's also a really good up-to-date book. And also I'm going to get that book.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things about this one. It looks amazing. Yeah, that would be good.
Great.
I have a lovely lady on Instagram called @giraffemilklady.
Yeah.
Hello, Giraffe Milk Lady. And she has read 1,500 books this year. What do you get someone who's read... Almost everything. So this is almost the same question, like, I would think for you.
Yeah.
Because you, I think you're probably quite similar.
And also, but I buy a lot, I've also got a lot of books that I haven't read yet. And that's the unfair thing, is I could go, oh, I've already got it. But I just
and she said her husband is like, what do I do? Because you've read everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would suggest?
Yeah.
A pre-order for something out next year.
Oh, pre-order's lovely.
So you're like, something coming out in February or March or even January. And then you're like, here it is.
It's like a Christmas present you don't have yet.
But if you're reading that many books, you've probably got loads of books to read in your pile.
Yeah.
So then that's like, you definitely haven't read it.
Yeah.
It isn't even out yet.
Or going back to something that's out of print or just been reprinted. So I tell you what, could you have things like Persephone books?
Oh, yeah,
specialise in female authors, especially female authors who maybe aren't as, you know, as lauded as they once were or forgotten.
Yeah, yeah.
And but really brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you've bought me a couple of those.
Yeah, that's...
Because there still are millions of books.
A Persephone, because they print books that have gone out of print.
Yeah.
So if you check their website for one they've just printed.
Yes. Oh, the other one is I love Fitzcarraldo books.
Oh,
and actually, definitely she's not read all of those.
Yeah.
Because I love Annie... What's her name? Annie Her?
Annie Ern... that one. Annie Erno.
Yeah.
We're so smart, but we cannot read people's names.
But also, you've only ever read them in your head, so you just never have to say them out loud.
It's Ernaux.
She's written some incredible, and they're quite short, but they pack a punch in terms of autobiographical of her own life. She wrote one about, I tell you who she won't have read. Sarah Girl, who wrote Astragal. So there's only one of her books that's been, she died at 29. There's only one of her books, and Patti Smith did the... introduction to it, which in itself is this incredible essay.
Oh yeah, so it's called Astragal.
Yeah, and her name's Albertine
Sazarin.
Sazarin, there we go. She's, nearly got there. I would get that book.
She's
Astragal.
From Algeria, isn't she? She's Algerian, isn't she?
French and then she was in Paris. Yeah, or Astragal set in
Albertine
Paris.
Albertine Sazarin.
Yeah, I would recommend that because it's very, very little known.
Yep, forward by Patti Smith, available. You can buy it right now.
That's what I would recommend.
Bookstores.
But not for me, because I have read it.
Yeah, you've read that. Okay. So that's all our listeners.
Someone contacted me because she has a baby the same age, and she was like, how are you getting so much reading done?
I just wanted to say
for anyone listening, it's really, really, really hard.
It's really hard, and we recorded a lot before baby Albie arrived.
Yeah.
So don't think, how are those women with two children getting reading done?
There's a lot of why have we done this to ourselves?
Yeah.
Either staying up too late.
We read well. I read well. CBeebies is on, or I stay up too late.
With Cocomelon's
on. The tube.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of...
Literally hugging my son, book over his shoulder.
And there's a lot of turning up being like, why did we choose that long book?
Yes. And flicking between... a Kindle a book and an audio book to try and get it finished as well. So
don't judge yourselves on our reading, because we did also record a lot of them before.
Yeah,
but I still haven't got a book for you.
No, and I haven't got a book for you. Well, I would like you to read the Ian McEwan Lessons book that I loved so much. But you're pulling the face. Okay, all right, so not that one then.
No, but I can't. I feel like I need to give Ian McEwan another go.
Is it because he went to Sussex?
No, it's Chesil Beach.
Oh.
But I'm definitely willing.
Have you read George Saunders' Lincoln of the Bardo, which Rob
Delaney
recommends?
I've heard
that. I read it because Rob Delaney posted about it, I think just after Henry had died. So it's about Lincoln and Lincoln's dead son.
Oh.
And it's really, really, again, I think I was scared of it because I knew it was about a dead son.
Yeah.
But the son is in it as a ghost, and there's lots of ghosts in it. It's an amazing book.
I've heard lots about that one.
Yeah.
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 Okay,
but sometimes you're a bit griefed out, aren't you?
Well, you do get a bit griefed out, but that doesn't sound too griefy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like with my grief scale.
Yes, I know. Things that seem very griefy to me are like barely any grief at all.
Are you joking?
I got to get you that then, George Saunders.
Okay. Oh, this is the one I want to get you. Ready?
Okay.
Mark O'Connell, A Thread of Violence, A Story of Truth, Invention and Murder.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff. Yes.
I saw this on Instagram.
Yum.
And I saw, and I was like, oh, that looks like Sarah would like it. Oh, listen to this. From the award-winning author comes the gripping tale of one of the most scandalous murderers in modern Irish history, at once a propulsive work of true crime and an act of literary subversion.
I've put this in my basket before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've read the blurb of this. I read it had such a good write-up in the newspapers.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw someone post about Instagram and I was like, Sarah would love that.
Yes, I'd love that.
So I'm getting a grief book and you're getting a crime book.
There we go. Okay,
another
year of not changing.
Another year of not changing. That is our roundup of gifts.
Happy Christmas to everyone.
Happy Christmas.
Enjoy your reading. Tell us what you're reading that you love. Tell us if there are...
I'll be telling you.
Tell us if there are weirdo books you think we should be reading next year.
Yes, please do message us or comment on posts if there's one that you think, oh, that would be perfect for the weirdos.
Yes.
We would love to hear it because we have had some
suggestions.
And if
you get any Christmas books, let us know if they're terrible or they're brilliant.
Yes, send us pictures, tag us, let us know if somebody got it right.
Yeah.
Or also, the other thing I'd like to shout out, book presents that aren't books for book lovers. Like, because there aren't any good ones. So people go like, oh, I've got you a bookmark. I've got you a bookmark.
Oh, okay.
But like if someone gets something, they're like, this is genuinely quite good.
Reading light or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or some time.
Some time.
If your partner says, have
literally
a bath, go read your book.
Yeah. Time is so
that's
precious,
what you'd
guys
want as a reader, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Thank you for reading with us.
We like reading with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.